This is Father David Celery with this week's Focus, I Told You So. Dear friends, any fair assessment of this week's gospel would rate the disciples as pretty slow on the uptake. In various gospel accounts, five times the risen Christ shows his friends that the prophecies concerning his resurrection were all true. He had been taken away from them, been tortured, been crucified, died and was buried. But now he's risen in glory. He's not a ghost. He's living flesh and blood, their friend and teacher, returned in triumph over death, just as he told them he would. No wonder they're dumbstruck. Their instincts, their reason, their experience all tell them the cross had done its wicked work. What's dead is dead. End of story. Yet here's Jesus to see, to hear, to touch. How can that be? We've been raised in the gospel of God's new covenant, and we have more than a few Easters under our belts. We've read the scriptures and heard these accounts over and over again. Yet the idea of life after death remains a profound challenge to our reason, but also defines our faith. Brilliant theologians have dedicated lifetimes to expanding on the proofs of the historical Jesus and the evidence of his resurrection. Yet to date, they've never established the absolute empirical basis for the resurrection, unsupported by faith. But that's the whole point. We're called to believe, not to litigate the evidence. Oxford theologian John Whale made the case that the Gospels do not explain the resurrection. The resurrection explains the Gospels. Belief in the resurrection, it's not an appendage to the Christian faith. It is the Christian faith. Not surprisingly, no one could better sum up the centrality of the resurrection than Jesus himself. Before, not after he went to the cross, Jesus told us, "I am the resurrection and life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die." In an "I told you so" moment from this week's gospel, the risen Jesus reminds his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name. You are witnesses of these things." My friends, in scores of sick rooms, I've been a witness of these things. Jesus has repeated this message to me over and over again. I've been privileged to see the proof with my own eyes. I've seen repentance for the forgiveness of sins. I've seen the body succumb to the ravages of time and disease, while the soul goes home to God, sometimes in glory, other times in peace, many times in fear, but always in the hope of the resurrection. You see, there's a personal Calvary that awaits us all. The flesh succumbs. But as Jesus shows us in this morning's gospel, death is highly overrated. It's a passage, not an end. The body fails, but the spirit lives. In Christ, our debts are paid. Our future is bright. As he lives on, we live on in him. It's very rare that anyone can predict with certainty the exact moment of their physical death. It's common to all Christians that we can fix the precise moment of our eternal life. It's the moment that we were baptized into Christ. It's the hour I first believed. So if you're looking for proof of the resurrection, look around you. We're the body of Christ. We're the living witnesses to Christ's love in the world. I'm sure it's no coincidence that Jesus came to the disciples as they gathered around the table for a meal. He was in communion with them. They came together for sustenance and strength, and he was there to provide it. And so this week, as we come together around the table for sustenance and strength, he's here to provide it. He's in the broken bread and the cup that we share. He's in the love that we celebrate and take with us out into the world. And amid the continuous chaos that awaits us outside the church doors, may our lives proclaim his words, "Peace be with you." And by God's grace, when we stand before him in glory, he'll remind us once again I told you so. Alleluia, he is risen. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.